Track 8. In July, the Royal Horticultural Society is holding its first ever garden show at Sandringham. With the show gardens sure to be a highlight, we take a look at what's in store for visitors.
This July, for the first time, Sandringham's grounds will play host to a new RHS flower show. From the Royal Garden landscape emerges a striking lineup of gardens shaped by creativity and vision. Join us for a sneak peek. The RHS Royal Legacy Garden. Designed in collaboration with His Majesty the King, this garden will celebrate his passion for horticulture and feature a vibrant display of his favourite plants. Award-winning garden designer Catherine MacDonald of Landform Consultants Limited is helping to bring the vision to life, providing inspiration for burgeoning gardeners across the UK. Norfolk materials will be utilised in its construction, and horticultural skills will be championed throughout the process, highlighting the ability to form a tranquil, contemplative garden while promoting biodiversity. Following the show, the trees and plants will be relocated to Sandringham's formal gardens for the public to savour. For principal landscape designer Catherine, it's an honour to be collaborating with His Majesty on the garden's design. "We're in the early stages," she shares, "but I'm finding the process inspiring and I'm looking forward to including some of His Majesty's ideas and most loved plants for visitors to enjoy. The process has been very collaborative from the beginning, and my first meeting with His Majesty was an informal discussion where we shared ideas about themes, overall direction, and possible colours for the planting palette." In honour of the first RHS show to be hosted at the Royal Residence, two new awards from Their Majesties will be presented. King Charles will select his favourite exhibit for biodiversity, while Queen Camilla will select her preferred mini container garden, created from repurposed discarded materials.
The RHS Pollywiggle Garden, designed by Holt-based husband and wife duo Joe and Laura Carey, this garden's an ode to amphibians. As part of the RHS Bringing Nature Home initiative, we were asked to design a garden that celebrated the pollywiggle, an old Norfolk term for tadpole, says Joe and Laura. The initiative highlights how gardens are the foundation for all biodiversity. "Our garden is full of frogs and toads, and our children have enjoyed many long summers making safe places for them in the garden. So this was right up our street. We drew inspiration from Norfolk's pingo pools, which were formed during the Ice Age. These shallow indentations are still being discovered and are crucial habitats for the endangered northern pool frog. Once believed extinct, these rare frogs have made a comeback in recent years thanks to the restoration of these pools. The RHS Pollywiggle Garden demonstrates how gardeners can create spaces for water-loving wildlife to flourish in hot weather, plus ways to encourage more fauna without compromising on aesthetics or breaking the bank. Stacked bricks, tiles, and the simple use of reclaimed materials show that with a little creativity, you can achieve a sculptural detail that wildlife will love," Joe and Laura add. "We've been careful to create a space that feels designed, maintained, manageable, and wildlife friendly. There'll be ponds, big and small, and planting combinations that work in a variety of aspects. We're not trying to recreate an artificial ecosystem, but show what can be done in a domestic garden to bring nature home." After the show, RHS Pollywiggle will live on as an interactive wildlife education garden at the Pensthorpe Nature Reserve.
Head for flowers. Stourbridge-based water feature, garden, tile and flagstone experts Foras will present the Head for Flowers garden, drawing inspiration from the county's Bronze Age heritage, its growing rose legacy, and the skills of some of Norfolk's most respected makers, growers, and designers. Included are plants and trees from Rachel's Plant Outlet and commissioned sculptures from local artist Jasmine Bradbury. The garden's lifestyle building is being designed and constructed by Grocott and Murfitt, honouring the historic Dutch influence that shaped much of our county's historic architecture. Standing at the garden's entrance will be its namesake, a life-size classical figure whose head forms a living bowl. The finished sculpture will be planted with new varieties from master growers Peter Beale's Roses, which is celebrating its 50th anniversary. Woven throughout the garden are 8 Foras water features, each crafted from a different material and bringing its own texture, sound and movement. Together, the installations create a sensory experience celebrating Norfolk's natural landscape. Visitors can test their luck at the Wheel of Forest Fortune to win prizes, discounts and make donations to Grocott and Murfitt's Building Norfolk Community Interest Company. The organisation helps struggling local families access essential services such as counselling and educational support, changing lives for the better. "This show is a landmark moment for Norfolk," shares Managing Director Claire Brutnell. "We wanted the Head for Flowers display to do the county justice, not just as a garden, but as a genuine reflection of who we are and what we produce. Every stone, plant, piece of sculpture, water feature and garden building has a local story behind it."
The Girl Guiding Journey, created by local garden designer Dominique Rudd in honour of Girl Guiding Northwest Norfolk. The garden is a living expression of the skills, friendship and connection to nature that Girl Guiding nurtures. Beyond the show, its legacy will continue with the garden relocating to Norfolk's Hope Boys Activity Centre, where it'll become a permanent space for thousands of girls to learn, earn badges and engage with conservation. This project is a celebration of how girls grow through nature-based learning, sustainability and biodiversity, says Dominique Rudd. It visually maps their progression through the movement from ages 4 to 18, evoking the spirit I balance play with purpose, incorporating features like Bee Rescuers badge, wildflower meadows for rainbows and camp-style woodland area for songs and games, which invites discovery. The design serves as a functional ecosystem featuring a rainwater harvesting setup for drought resilience and 100% peat-free plants. A special seating area engraved with the Girl Guiding promise acts as the central link, signifying the values that unite all members. The garden transitions through age-specific zones. There are tactile grow-your-own workstations for brownies to advance skills like building a hibernaculum, Dominique says. Elements like hand-woven hazel and willow provide a natural thread that connects the different chapters. It was essential that the girls' fingerprints were on the garden to reflect the hands-on learning central to the movement. The bug houses and the bee hotel were created by Girl Guiding members themselves. By making their work visible, the garden becomes a living testament to the girls' pursuit of gardening and biodiversity badges.
The Rhythm of Rainwater. Designed by Anthony Purdy, this immersive garden transforms rainfall into a visual and musical experience. 7 aluminium dipping tanks store rainwater with a narrow rill linking two. Thus droplets strike steel drum tongues to create organic music. Responding to warnings of future water shortages, the garden explores how using rainwater can help mitigate this challenge and become an enchanting central design feature.
The Chestnut Group Garden, designed by Jane Scott Moncrief for the Gurkha Welfare Trust, this beautiful climate-resilient garden harmoniously blends woodland planting with a rain garden and a dry gravel area. Sustainable materials are used throughout, including a recycled steel pergola inspired by iconic Nepalese metal water bottles.
Mindful Meadowlands. This green oasis, created by constructing minds with nature, emphasises the ever-growing risk of flooding caused by climate change and demonstrates how green spaces can be formed to withstand it. The gentle blues, whites and clarets create a harmonious atmosphere.
There's a butterfly sanctuary garden, Pretty pinks, purples, whites and silver adorn this paradise, which has been designed by Amanda Thomas to be a sanctuary for people and wildlife, particularly butterflies. Butterfly-friendly plants, native trees and hedging support local biodiversity, while rainwater collected from the garden rooms forms a wildlife pond with overflow running into a rain garden.
100 Sweet Summers, designed by Kitty Kovacs. This garden tells the story of a retired couple who treasure life's simple pleasures. An oak-framed cabin, adorned with past favourite flowers and recycled wine bottles, shared over many happy years, creates an intimate haven for reminiscing. Innovative bio-panels use natural biological processes to generate electricity and to light the garden. Bold planting, wildlife-friendly perennials, and future-focused design blend yesteryear with tomorrow's possibilities.
The Thomas Gainsborough Garden, designed by Frederick Y, this garden launches the tercentenary celebrations of the iconic painter's birth, paying homage to his work. Gainsborough's art informs its naturalistic, romantic style and colour palette. Features reference Gainsborough's house gardens, including twin golden yews echoing its sentinel trees and a smaller specimen representing the property's 400-year-old mulberry. A stylized copse evokes the Suffolk landscape that he so often painted.
And finally, the RNIB Talking Books Garden. Taking inspiration from the libraries of our minds, this garden celebrates 90 years of Royal National Institute for Blind People Talking Books, a service that provides those with sight loss access to an immense collection of library books. The garden will feature a curved shingle wall and skyward-reaching ladders. The textural miscanthus and betula create a gentle backing track as the breeze rustles through them.
All of these gardens form a part of a vibrant programme of features, floral creations and displays. We're delighted to bring this exciting lineup of gardens to the first RHS Sandringham Flower Show, with designs covering everything from gardening for wildlife to creating peaceful green spaces to escape busy modern life, says show manager Jenny Laville. There will be something for everyone. The RHS Sandringham Flower Show will run from July the 22nd to July the 26th.